Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And good morning. Time once again for Nature Notes with Jim Gilbert here on 830 WCCO, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. I want to talk a little bit about my friends Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner. We've been chatting about those good folks for 6-7 years now. Have you been there yet? Well, as I've told you, they're so much more than just a bird seed store. In fact, they just received a shipment of beautiful craft glass bird baths. They almost look like a flower. And they come in purple, amber and white, speckled glass, and a blue-pointed bowl. Now, the birds love splashing around on these new bird baths. You've got to see them for yourself. Cardinal Corner also has hanging teardrop glass art balls that should be beautiful when they catch all the sunlight. Cardinal Corner, of course, the freshest bird seed around. You'll find the freshest bird seed at Cardinal Corner, right there. Monthly newsletter, have you subscribed yet? All kinds of tips and stories. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Stop in. I urge you to do that. See Lee and Pam in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Here's the phone number, 651-455-6556. Or again online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim Gilbert.
Good morning.
65 is the official temp.
65. All right. And do you have any idea how warm it got yesterday?
I don't have a final. I think it did hit 90 in some parts of CCO land, but I don't have an official high for the Twin Cities. We'll look into that now.
Okay, well, I was just curious. I'm calling this morning from our cabin on the ridge above Lake Superior at Luton. It's 57 and partly cloudy, and this is actually the warmest morning in the last few days. We've been mostly in the 40s, and our high temperatures have been in the 50s, and we've been calling home and talking to our sons, and they say, well, it was 90, yeah, you know, on Friday, and yesterday I didn't hear. Our grandson Lonnie said it was hot, so I thought, well, it must have been really warm.
It was, and less humid today, so that's good.
Oh, that's great. Well, anyway, sunrise in the greater Twin Cities area, 5:28. Sunset, 8:54. Now, it's interesting because up here, the sunrise is about 5:05. And so we have about a little over 20 minutes more of daylight here. But the sunset time is the same. But today in the Twin Cities area, we have 15 hours, 26 minutes of daylight. We have gained 1 minute of daylight since yesterday, 9 minutes since last Sunday, and 6 hours and 39 minutes is the total amount of daylight gained since last December 21st, the winter solstice. We still have 10 minutes more daylight to gain by June 20th. And, of course, that's the summer solstice and longest daylight period of the year when astronomical summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere. The normal high for today is 75. The normal low is 55. Records for today, June 4th in the Twin Cities, high 96. That was set 49 years ago in 1968. The record low is 38, and that was set in 1990 and again in 1998. The most rain we've ever received on this date in the Twin Cities is 1.92 inches. That was 137 years ago in 1880. Now, we're really fortunate to have a long period of records for temperature and precipitation. That goes back to Colonel Will Snelling from the Twin Cities, from Fort Snelling. And he said in 1819, let's write down the high and low temperatures. But we have this waxing gibbous moon that set this morning at 3:16. Now, I'm interested, Danny, did you see the moon setting this morning?
I did not.
At 3:16. But that's about your time to get up, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it most definitely is, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Well, anyway, it will rise again this afternoon at 4:12. And our next full moon is this coming Friday, June 9th.
Dennis just found out that 90 was the official high yesterday here in the Twin Cities.
90 yesterday. We had two 90s in a row.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, thank you. Now we can get that out.
Yes.
That's especially interesting to the people up here along the North Shore. Well, lots of neat things happening outdoors. The black locust trees are seen with big clusters of fragrant pea-like white flowers. They hang down these clusters, and some of these trees are 40 feet tall or taller. They have this superb, you know, just a really neat fragrance. Also having a great fragrance are the diminutive greenish wild grape flowers, which most people don't notice, but if you know what a grape leaf looks like, look around right now and you see these tiny flowers where there'll be grapes that you can pick, these wild grapes. It will be ripe sometime in August, usually by the second week of August. Honeybees forage in white clover blossoms in our lawns. With the warm to hot temperatures lately, lake temperatures are expected to warm up into the 70 range. Now, if they hit 70, and many of them have already, that's the minimum for safe swimming. Julie Brophy from Victoria reports that the green frogs, the banjo twangers, have begun calling from ponds. Both painted turtles and large snapping turtles lay eggs on dry land. So they've been coming up lately. I've seen them. And be sure to watch for them. They cross roadways, and, of course, they can't move real fast. And don't run over them. Be careful. Oh, I don't even know where to start with all the things today. I guess maybe what I should say is that I've been teaching this class titled Spring Phenology. That's, you know, how things are happening or when things are happening in the field. We've been looking at wildflowers, looking at trees, looking at all kinds of other things. But I've been doing this for 2 days at North House Folk School in Grand Marais. They had 10 just fantastic students. They're all adults, and we've had lots of laughs, but we also have learned a lot together. But I just make a comment on a couple of things here. We've been observing the lush greenness of the forest areas. There's this bright, light green of the newly leafed quaking aspens and paper birches and other deciduous trees and shrubs with the dark green of the evergreens. And that evergreens like spruces, the pines, the balsams, and the white cedars. Now, this makes a beautiful patchwork of greens in with the wild. And all these different greens, the light greens or the dark greens or the evergreens. And then besides that, we have the white flowers of the serviceberry trees and shrubs. and pin cherries. So that the landscape here is simply beautiful. And then you look out at the lake, like I'm looking at right now, Lake Superior, all these different tones of blue. Canada Mayflower is one of the wildflowers we saw. We saw quite a few others, Bunchberry, Northern Bluebells, Bird's Eye Primrose. And right now, the wild blueberry shrubs are blooming. And we got into looking at lichens. This elegant sunburst lichen became one of our favorites. You see it on the rocks here. It's just this beautiful orange color. And the gray reindeer lichen, just to name a couple of them. We, yesterday, ending our last hike, we were able to call in ruby crown kinglet and golden crown kinglet so we could see the differences. We could just see them very close. White-throated sparrows were seeing, many of the warblers were seeing. So it's been a grand time here in this area, looking and discovering about, you know, just what's going on. That's what phenology is all about.
Hey, Jim, we've got a couple of notes, one by email. It came from Paul and Faye, southwest of Annandale. They said, in 1968, and for a few years, we had a red-headed woodpecker. Hadn't seen one in 40 years. Then one came to the suet feeder twice today. This is about 4 days ago. So that came from southwest of Annandale. Thanks, Paul and Faye. And also, just this morning, a texter from Chautauqua, Wisconsin, said, a red-headed woodpecker at our feeding station this past Friday, only the second one we've seen in 15 years.
You know, so many people, I'm not talking about dozens, but several people have called, and they're just thrilled to see the red-headed woodpeckers at their feeding stations. So keep those feeders going, and watch out for the red-headed woodpecker. They're not nearly as numerous as they were. In fact, people have been, you know, researchers have been studying them, and it's a feeling that this decline is noticed all over the upper Midwest. And so to see them is just a real privilege.
I should say, yes, indeed.
Wow.
Speaking of a privilege, how about heading down 169 to that beautiful showroom at By the Yard? Huh? You've been there a number of times as I have. And Jim and I love this patio furniture. It's a CCO Land company that we've told you about for many years. They make this furniture out of recycled plastic milk jugs, but it's very substantial furniture. Jim and I say that all the time. It's not going to blow away in any heavy wind or anything like that. But
no.
But Jim, wouldn't you say their showroom has, well, it gives you so many ideas because they have, well, they've got one of everything displayed there.
Well, they have settings too. Like,
yeah.
What would it be like on a patio? What would you do if you had a pool and you wanted something around a small pool or something?
You don't have to imagine it. They've got it kind of set up for you. So they have a 20-foot tall tree that's all lit up there as well.
Yeah.
But there's folding chairs, fire tables, 10 different glider styles. But we urge you, Jim and I do, to head down 169. It's really a quick drive.
Mm.
And still, as I said, it's still a family-run business. They've got planter boxes as well. And that list of things, you've got to see it. It just goes on and on. And you're going to be treated like you're one of the family as well. Just great folks there. Again, Jim and I urge you, get to the showroom just 20 minutes south of 494 and 169 on the east side of 169. And don't forget to look for the tree there. And tell them Jim and Denny sent you there. And you just add to it. You never have to replace it, this furniture. You just keep adding pieces, and you're never going to see it fade. It's got a 35-year warranty. Just great stuff.
I was just kind of moving ours around a little bit and cleaning off the tops of the tables because dust does collect on them in our area. And we make good use of it. We have a picnic table in the front and others. It's great.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
And ours is all green.
And it's a CCO Land company. Talk about a green company for sure.
That's right.
By the Yard. All right, Jim, what else do you have this morning?
Well, Keith Radel is from Faribault, and he is really interested in eastern bluebirds and works on a recovery program. He's put out 350 nesting boxes, but they're in pairs, so it's 175 nesting boxes. So there's two boxes, 10 feet apart, and then you'll go maybe a quarter mile down the road and put two more and so on. So this goes on for over 50 miles between Faribault and and Northfield. But he went and checked his boxes here the other day, and this is what he's found. Of 175, he doesn't expect bluebirds in each of the 350, but in the 175, because there might be, you know, they don't want to be that close to one another. So there might be tree swallows in the other one. But he has 90% occupancy. This is unbelievable. So he's got, anyway, 40 eastern bluebird young have fledged so far. There are 233 chicks in the nest, young in the nest, 219 eggs. And so there's going to be a lot more of these eastern bluebirds, thanks to the work of Keith Radel and others like him who run these bluebird trails. Ray and Marlene Simon live in kind of the same area. They're on the edge of Northfield. And they report it was 92 degrees in their yard yesterday. And they said that the wild rose has been blooming there since May 28th. And they've been seeing their first fireflies. Not many, but just a few in the evening since the 27th of May. And they've been seeing a few monarch butterflies, and they keep checking, looking on the milkweed to see if they can see any eggs, but no eggs laid so far. Irises and tall-bearded irises are blooming nicely in their yard, and they've been eating radishes and leaf lettuce out of their garden. They've got really close to 25 species of birds coming to their feeding station, and I asked them last night, I said, what's coming? Oh, Baltimore Orioles, gray catbirds, chipping sparrows, American goldfinches, to name a few. And the pileated woodpecker comes really often. In fact, there's a pair of them coming. They also say that they had a nest of chickadees that fledged, six young fledged, this last Wednesday. So it's kind of amazing in these chickadee nests that there's so many young ones, you know, typical family, you know, five, six, seven, eight, like that. David and Mary Brislance live here on the ridge at Lutzen. I talked to David on the phone last night, and he said, like we've noticed, the black flies are really bothersome at certain times, especially when it starts getting warmer in the forest. And if you're in the thick forest, down by the lake, no problem. But in the forest, the black flies are out. But he says the wild clematis has been blooming last couple of days. Canada tiger swallowtail butterflies are on the wing. Northern redstarts, morning warblers, chestnut-sided warblers, northern parula warblers, white-throated sparrows, these are some of the birds that are singing. So the sounds up here right now are beautiful, just beautiful music. And he's been watching a female northern parula warbler building her nest in beard lichen. Now, this is light green lichen that hangs down out of trees here in the north. It's called Usnea in Latin. But we get this lichen together, and it's hanging in a basket here, and then she puts soft grass in there and weaves in this nest in the long beard lichen. What a sight. Do we have time for a little more?
Yes, we do. About a minute or so.
Yeah, okay. More white-tailed deer fawns are being born. People sometimes find them and think that they are abandoned. But most often, you know, 99% of the time, the mother would be back. So leave the fawn where you find it, you know, unless it's in danger of something like that. But leave them alone, and the mom will be back. Gray catbirds and house finches come to Greer's now, but not as many Baltimore Orioles because the Orioles are involved in nesting, and so they don't come quite as often. We are out of time.
Well, okay. Just about. I just wanted to, there was a texter, a couple of them. Maybe we can do it real fast. Texter said they spotted a coyote in Richfield this morning.
Oh, how about that one?
And somebody, I don't know if you can answer this, maybe you can, pulled lots of invasive garlic mustard yesterday. Do we need to get the roots and all? Can we just pull it out? You know the answer to that, Jim? I don't.
I think, you know what? Here's the deal. I don't know if it's an annual or perennial. So if I only knew that, I know what it is and you can pull it out. Best wait for a rainfall and pull it out, and you should get everything.
There you go.
I just simply don't know.
We'll ask our friends from the U of M.
But anyway, baby common loons are hatching here in the central and northern part of the state, and they ride on the backs of their parents. And what a neat sight that is.
Well, Jim, enjoy that cool weather up there, and we'll talk to you 1 week from today. How about that?
Okay, look forward to that.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.